Southern California fire scorches 1,134 homes overnight near Los Angeles. Flames fueled by wind gusts raced through northern Los Angeles County on September 10, consuming 1,134 homes as a third massive wildfire in Southern California exploded to nearly 54 square miles overnight. The fire continued to burn through thick brush in the Angeles National Forest on Wednesday, threatening residents in Wrightwood, Pinyon Hills, and Mount Baldy, fire officials said in a morning update. Last night, the bridge fire continued to exhibit extreme fire behavior as it increased over 13,000 acres, mainly on the north and east flanks, the fire commander said. According to Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone, as of Wednesday morning, the fire had destroyed about 20 homes in the Mount Baldy area, 13 homes in the Wrightwood area, and 6 cabins in the wilderness areas in the fire zone. The fire was burning in the Sheep Mountain Wilderness, north of Glendora in the San Gabriel Mountains National Monument, which is managed by the Angeles National Forest, fire officials said. They said no significant injuries and no deaths were reported. Despite the extreme fire behavior, lack of resources, and challenges firefighters had, they successfully defended homes, and no communication towers went down, fire commanders posted on Facebook in a morning update. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said an off-duty sheriff's deputy and two other people were trapped by the flames on Wednesday near the Mount Baldy area, but they were safe and uninjured. Rescue teams were hoping to take them to safety, but were unable to reach them because of the heavy smoke in the area, Luna said. The fire started about 2:15 p.m. Monday afternoon at Camp Bonita Road, east of Camp Williams, a small camp and RV resort along the San Gabriel River with a cafe and general store in Azusa, California. Investigators are looking into what started the blaze that spread rapidly when gusty winds and low humidity swept through the area Tuesday night. According to fire officials, the fire expanded from 6 square miles to more than 54 in less than a day. The burn area has also spread into neighboring San Bernardino County. Governor Gavin Newsom announced receiving another fire management grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help ensure more resources were available for firefighters at the bridge fire. The governor made similar emergency resources available in San Bernardino County this week as local, state, and federal fire crews battle the line fire that continues to threaten residents in small communities on Wednesday as it climbs nearer to the popular recreation area of Big Bear Lake. As the bridge fire expanded Tuesday night, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office ordered residents of Wrightwood, a community of about 4,500, to leave their homes. Evacuation orders were also in effect for areas of Pinyon Hills, Lone Pine Canyon, and the Camp Williams Resort. Several evacuation warnings were also issued Tuesday night for Northern Claremont, San Antonio Heights, and Upland. Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors also declared an emergency Tuesday afternoon for the fire, allowing first responders more access to needed equipment and support to fight the flames. The proclamation helps us ensure all available resources are deployed to fight this wildfire, Supervisor Catherine Barger said in a post on X. A webcam captured the inferno that threatened to consume Mountain High Ski Resort, located in the Angeles National Forest, about 90 miles from downtown Los Angeles. The resort survived, however, with almost no damage, according to a statement posted on Facebook. Fire raced through the area yesterday, but all the main lifts and buildings survived with little to no damage, the resort posted on Facebook Wednesday. Thank you to all the employees and firefighters for their hard work. Our hearts go out to the Wrightwood families that may be suffering. Several roads were closed in the area, including San Gabriel Canyon and East Ford of the San Gabriel River, Highway 39, East Ford Road, Glendora Ridge Road, Glendora Mountain Road, and Mt. Baldy Road. Evacuation shelters were opened at the Pomona Fairplex in Pomona, the San Bernardino County Fairgrounds in Victorville, the Jesse Turner Community Center in Fontana, and the Hacienda Heights Community Center in Hacienda Heights. Officials have also opened the Lancaster Animal Care Center and the Palmdale Animal Care Center to help shelter pets evacuated from the fire zone. Arrest made in line fire arson case. Fire resources were stretched throughout San Bernardino County as local and state crews battling the line fire were helped by National Guard soldiers and equipment on Wednesday. The fire was 14% contained by Wednesday afternoon and had grown to 54 square miles, matching the size of the bridge fire. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department and fire investigators with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Management arrested Justin Wayne Halsenberg, who was suspected of starting a fire in the area of Baseline Road and Applin Street in Highland, where the Life Fire first erupted on September 5. Halsenberg remained in jail in lieu of $80,000 bail. Authorities also arrested Robert Jones and Jose Valdez Roque on Wednesday for entering an evacuated area after they rode off-road quads in Running Springs, a mountain community that remained under evacuation orders. Several other communities and areas remained evacuated on Wednesday, including Arrow Bear Lake, Forest Falls, Mountain Home Village, Angeles Oaks, Seven Oaks, and campgrounds and cabins in the area. Big Bear from the dam east to Wildrose Lane and the South Shoreline south to Bluff Lake Basin was also evacuated, according to CAL FIRE. Airport fire erupts in Orange County. A third fire, the airport fire, erupted on September 9 at Trabuco Canyon and Rose Canyon. Investigators were not sure what started the blaze, which has now grown to 35 square miles and is not contained in Orange and Riverside counties. Several areas in both counties have been evacuated and others are under evacuation warnings.